It's Friday, August 12th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. A judge who dismissed Republican Joey Gilbert's lawsuit challenging his defeat in Nevada's gubernatorial primary says Gilbert failed to present, quote, any competent evidence that he received more votes than GOP nominee Joe Lombardo. Carson City District Judge James Wilson said in a formal order issued yesterday that Gilbert failed to provide evidence, quote, sufficient to raise reasonable doubt as to the outcome of the election. Gilbert finished second in the June primary to Lombardo by 11 percentage points, or about 26,000 votes. Without providing any evidence, he had claimed a hand recount of ballots would show he really won the nomination by more than 55,000 votes. Now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned and some states in our region are moving to ban abortion, some young women are more seriously considering permanent solutions to birth control. KUER's Ivana Martinez has more for the Mountain West News Bureau.
At 36 years old, Sarah Reyes knows she doesn't want children. She's already on birth control. But with the fall of Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court's suggestion that contraceptives could be next, she's thinking of getting her tubes tied.
I'm thinking about it all the time now. And it's frightening because it's like, well, what, you know, I take the depo shot every quarter. And so I'm like, well, is that something that they would come after?
Some Utah OBGYNs say they're seeing more young women seeking out sterilization to prevent unwanted pregnancy. Erica Fryer is a 27-year-old mother of two from Kearns. After facing health complications in both of her pregnancies, she knows she won't have more kids. Fryer is planning to talk to her doctor next week about getting her tubes tied.
I mean, I haven't even thought of getting a hysterectomy, just getting everything taken out. But it's something that I am seriously going to discuss with my doctor. And with Roe v. Wade turning, I just can't risk that. I can't risk it with my two kids and my husband.
But even when providers are willing to perform these kind of procedures on young women, there's still legal hoops to jump through. Ivana Martinez, KUER News.
Nevada's major DMV offices will end most walk-in services and switch to offering appointments only beginning Monday. Staffing shortages and high customer demand hastened the move to limit walk-in services at the six largest DMV offices in Nevada, including Reno. However, walk-ins will still be accepted for vehicle movement permits, license plate drop-offs, driver's license reinstatements, past due debts, kiosk transactions, and vehicle inspections. DMV offices that open on weekends and commercial and rural offices will not be affected by this change. The government agency is also reminding customers that many of the services are offered online, including address change, driver's license renewal, and others. A recent paper highlights the challenges that utility-scale solar projects pose to big game like elk and deer across the region. Emma Gibson with the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
The federal government expects solar energy could account for as much as 40% of the nation's electricity by 2035. Hall Sawyer is the lead author on a paper that he says is the first to look at the industry's impact on big game. They monitored pronghorn populations in Wyoming before and after a solar facility was built. One of the issues was the fencing's impact on herd movement.
I think in general, the better approach is going to be try to make these things permeable to wildlife rather than trying to deter wildlife from them.
He suggests facilities build outside big game habitat, but when they can't, to add wildlife paths through the fenced site. Sawyer says that with trial and error, developers can determine how big these spaces should be. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Gibson.
And California's governor wants the state to invest tens of billions of dollars in water recycling, storage, and desalination to shore up its supply over the next two decades. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the plan Thursday. The state predicts its water supply will decrease 10% by 2040 as the U.S. West gets hotter and drier. Interest in recycling treated wastewater for drinking is growing across the West. California is in the third year of a drought and the state's 39 million people aren't conserving as much water as Newsom wants. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.